Random House Audio presents The Final Storm, a novel of the war in the Pacific by Jeff Shara. Read for you by Paul Michael. To the reader. The story of the end of the war in the Pacific pushes us toward a delicate line between what we know to be simple history, the facts, and what many of us prefer to think should have happened. 65 years after the event, many of us sit in judgment on the way the Second World War was brought to a close, some of us wondering if there could have been a better way, or perhaps a more moral way, to end the war. In the American psyche, those debates are likely to continue for a very long time. But those debates will not be found here. This story attempts to complete what I began in a trilogy that dealt with the war in Europe. Those stories involved America's first involvement in the fight against the Germans and concluded with the fall of Hitler. Half a world away, there had been another, far more brutal war, against an enemy who was even more successful than Hitler in conquering a vast swath of territory and threatening to slice off an enormous part of the world from our definition of civilization. Had the Japanese been allowed to maintain the empire they sought and nearly won, all of Asia, including China, Korea, and Indochina, Thailand, Burma, and Malaya, would have become part of an empire that would also have included Australia, New Guinea, the Philippines, Indonesia, and the thousands of islands that spread from those lands all the way east to Hawaii and north to the Aleutians. What might have followed is speculation, of course. Would the Japanese have invaded the United States? Which was one purpose of the conquest of the islands in the Aleutian chain, to serve as a base for such an operation. Or strengthen.